people's house, and I took back what was stolen from me. I took back my dignity.
Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the state budget hearings and the People's Budget Campaign. Stay tuned.
Went down to the people's house and I took back what was stolen from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity.
State budgets are a contentious issue all across the country, with many states implementing austerity programs by cutting vital services that people depend on to survive. Currently, the Vermont state budget is not based on what the needs of the people are, but instead on a somewhat random predetermined amount of revenue.
Currently, we make budgets. Well, we don't make budgets. The people don't make budgets. The governor and the legislators make the budgets. And they do it sort of in a vacuum. They look at what we have spent in the past and what money they think they might get this year. And based on those numbers, with not a lot of other input, they decide what to allocate for what and what to cut. And so it really has no relation to what people in the state are experiencing or what the needs of those people might be.
In the 2012 Vermont legislative session, the People's Budget Campaign organized for an amendment to the state budget bill, which established for the very first time the purpose of the state budget.
According to the vision that was adopted, the state's budget should be designed to address the needs of the people of Vermont in a way that advances human dignity and equality, and the spending and revenue policies recognize each person's need for health, housing, dignified work, education, food, social security, and health environments.
The hearings that just happened on the budget through Vermont Interactive Television were conducted by the administration in an effort to comply with the budget law that was passed last year in the last session that requires public participation.
Many of the people who turned out to the VIT budget hearings spoke about what the human rights crisis looks like in their communities.
My name is Jamie Jackson. I live in Burlington, Vermont. April 2012, I got a call from my father, who told me that with over $100,000 of student debt already, I would no longer be able to continue my education. Not being able to continue my own education, in September, I began as a full-time early educator here in Vermont, an occupation vital to the development of our smallest and most vulnerable residents. Education is one of the most fundamental services that Vermont provides, and now I was involved with the shortcomings of the system on both sides, both in higher and early education. With my job not providing me with the hours I needed and making only $9.50 an hour in such a vital field, I then had to make a hard decision. I had to go on benefits. Even with my benefits, I still had to take on a second job to afford the high cost of living in Vermont, not having a livable wage and all. And with the colder months coming, I fear even more increasing costs.
There have already been cuts in developmental services each year. So my question is, how long does having our needs not met have to continue?
This summer, my stepfather was diagnosed with an advanced stage of prostate cancer. What his doctor recommends for treatment isn't covered by the insurance company, so they've given him the choice of paying for his coverage or my brother's education or our heat or our food bills or the other expenses that let us live lives with dignity. At the same time, the state of Vermont has dared ask me and thousands of other families across the state the same question. What do we value more, our personal health or the health of our families and our communities? Which pieces of our budget will be prioritized and which will be cut? I understand the impression that I was under the impression that with meaningful participation, we can now move from a conversation that asks, what can we afford, to what do we need? Let me tell you that just like I need an education, my stepdad needs an oncologist, I need a bus to get to work, my neighbor needs heating assistance, and my town needs a community center and a library. So my question for you today is, how does the state budget you're preparing meet these needs, as well as the needs we heard last week and the needs we're going to hear tonight?
And I don't feel that health care, including dental care, is a luxury item.
My name is Sierra Traffin. I live in Kirby, and I am a member of the Put People First campaign. The current state budget is failing my family and many others like me. Last winter, we didn't have any heat for a huge part of the cold season. We were told that we didn't qualify for heat or for fuel assistance, but clearly we needed help. No family should have to choose between feeding their children or keeping them warm. We need a better way to measure needs. If you had asked my parents, they would have told you that they really need the help. People need to be a part of the process of measuring our needs and making sure that none of them are ignored. My family shouldn't be told that there just isn't enough to make sure we're warm in the winter because we don't have the will to tax the wealthiest Vermonters. Please help us move forward with a whole new way of doing our state budget, a way that puts people first.
Year after year, the state spends millions on tax breaks for corporations, yet it's unclear whether there is any oversight or accountability to the people of Vermont about the kinds of jobs that are created, the quality of those jobs, or whether those dollars are leading to progress within our communities.
For the last 18 years, I have been considered a person in poverty. Not just any poverty, but 100% of the poverty line, 130%, and up to 300% of the poverty line at times in my life. But when I think about all of this, I realize I know that I am not alone. More often than not, I hear my story through somebody else's voice.
And my story is not unique. You were talking before about the fear in us speaking and representing, you know, various struggles, but I'm not speaking as a student. I'm not speaking just as a teacher or as a woman. My situation is one of many that just further exemplifies how these are not singular struggles, but interconnected components of everyday life that so many of us face here in Vermont. I know countless friends and community members who struggle daily to survive in Burlington and elsewhere, and our struggles are united in the need for our government to fulfill our human rights. Too many Vermonters struggle daily in the fight for a quality education, proper food security, and decent jobs. I know that we can do better. We need to put people first.
We need a budget that puts people first, and I really, really, you know, putting my foot down in a nice way. It needs to be done.
In addition to establishing the purpose of the state budget, the 2012 budget bill also included language to address inequalities in Vermont's revenue-raising policies.
The current tax structure is not equitable because the majority of people are lower income people. And so those folks are bearing the burden because they are the ones earning the money that is taxed as earnings. Folks that are very, very wealthy are taxed at a lesser rate because a lot of their income comes from investments.
It's estimated that Vermont spends a considerable sum, $400 million annually, for tax incentives and subsidies that are essentially reducing the cost and increasing profits for private companies.
Taxes have to be equitable, both in terms of the payment of taxes and in terms of the allocation of the public funds tax money. And what equitable in taxation would mean is that people pay according to their ability.
The upcoming legislative session will be crucial in establishing next steps for adopting a people's budget that ensures and fulfills everyone's human rights in Vermont.
Only through a participatory people's budget will our government be able to serve its purpose and fulfill our human rights. That can't happen with one or even 100 individuals demanding it. All of the people have to get together by the thousands and demand that, because that's the way that we can actually have our voices be heard and have our voices mean something.
Oh, when the sun
Put People First Radio is a project of the Vermont Workers Center and the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media/radio.